This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This morning, Pentagon experts continue assessing how much damage the U.S. air attacks did to Iran's nuke program. Iran's foreign ministers in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. Homeland Security warning state and local officials of a heightened threat environment. ABC's Rachel Scott at the White House.
This move by the president is dividing the Republican Party. He campaigned on keeping America out of foreign conflict. So on one end, Republican leadership standing by the president, supporting this move. But a handful of Republicans are speaking out, including Congressman Thomas Massie, calling the president's moves here unconstitutional.
More air attacks between Iran and Israel today. Crude oil prices jumped, fell, then regained about half the losses today. Nearly 50 heat records for this day could be equaled or broken, forecasters say. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. In the seventh game, the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91 and are the new NBA champs. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney may work himself out of a job by proposing that the city move to a manager-council form of government. Dinney introduced the proposal in a letter to the editor last week. He plans to assemble a task force to examine the change before presenting details to the city council. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reaches a settlement with an internet provider over pricing claims. CenturyLink will pay the state $450,000 to settle allegations that it misrepresented monthly prices between April of 2015 and December 2017. CenturyLink did not admit fault in the settlement. And a Racine woman has become the first black woman to win the title of Miss Wisconsin. 22-year-old Willow Newell beat out 29 other contestants to earn the crown Saturday night in New Berlin. Newell will next head to Orlando in September to compete for the title of Miss America 2026. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another really warm one today, high in the low 90s, but that heat index is going to be pushing 100 again today. And we do have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening, and some of those could be severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado. Be weather aware today. Tomorrow, more scattered storms in the upper 70s. Did you know you can get faster internet and pay less? You can do it with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
97 Max FM. And yet I'm still afraid to let it flow. It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant and Seth Taft. 8:13 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. And Seth and I are powered by Powerline Coffee
this morning. This cold brew with French vanilla. Hitting the veins just right today.
Oh, it is. I'm having one of the iced turtle lattes, my go-to on a hot day, because I still need coffee. I still need caffeine. And let me tell you, stop on over and say hi to the guys over there. They open at 7 days a week.
7 a.m., 7 days a week. Get in there, feel that good caffeinated libations, and have a good day.
Indeed. Speaking of having a good day, it's a good day so far. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Sunny and hot, high at 92, heat index values of 97 degrees. We have a heat advisory until 7 p.m. this evening. Starting around 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. There's a possibility that some of these storms could be severe. Right now, the main threat of this system is looking like straight line winds. We will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates this afternoon. We will break into regular coverage as needed. Tonight, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, a low of 70 on Tuesday. Showers and thunderstorms all day long with a high of 78. On Wednesday, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 78. Currently, Seth, it is 79 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
79 degrees, but it feels like 102.
Well, I can say it feels like 72 in the Max FM studios.
Oh, it feels wonderful. This does. Is a good real feel, but not out there. Oh, my gosh.
And you'll be out there in a little bit. So.
I will. We're going to be doing some fun marketing content later in the next hour for downtown Baraboo. And so it's going to be, at least I'll be in the water doing that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see this one.
When you know, you know. You'll see it all later next month when we put it out there.
I'm looking forward to that. Now, we are going to talk about our Pets of the Week from the Sauk County Humane Society. For more information about the adoptable pets, you can go to saukhumane.org and look at all the adoptable animals. You can also call them 608-356-2520. Seth, who do you have on our list today?
Oh, I've got this cute face right in front of me. Hashtag spoiled. It is Griffin, not Griffin James, the band director from the high school. Sorry, Griffin. But this is Griffin, and this beautiful two-year-old sweetheart is just a delightful little kitty cat. Just wants to make your day a little better. Was surrendered with several other cats when the owner could no longer care for them. But despite this, you know, Griffin has remained very affectionate, still quite gentle, and just wants all those cuddles, loves being around people, soaks up every day of affection. So again, that hashtag spoiled, that's all capital letters too, by the way. I mean, just look at this put him. Look at that face. Look at that little nose. I can just hear the purring away. All right. So in any case, just loves soaking up people, gets a chance to be tidy when the kennel is always tidy. Very calm, very friendly vibe, easy to love, easy to care for, is ready for a fresh start for someone that will give them the love and security that Griffin's been missing. So also Griffin's neutered, up to date on vaccinations. So again, Griffin is ready to go and find that new home and to be spoiled rotten every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours. So get a call on Sauk County Humane Society at 608-356-2520 or stop on by and just get a feel for if this is for you.
And most definitely, if you're thinking about adopting a pet, you can go to saukhumane.org, fill out the application. That way that application's ready to go. And then when you go look at the adoptable animals, you can maybe take one home with you. I am going to talk about Chester. And oh my goodness, whoever takes these pictures, it does an amazing job. They have Chester sitting there. He is a brown and white dog with a fluffy tail, and he's just got a smile on his face looking at that camera this morning. And Chester isn't just a pretty face, though with those looks, he is so amazing. He's such a beautiful looking dog.
Look at that happy face. Smiling.
Yeah,
squint smile.
Fluffy coat, and he's definitely got the good looks covered. This is a three-year-old Siberian Husky mix. That's the whole package. Playful, affectionate, and always ready to go whenever the day is going to take him wherever he's going. He ended up at the shelter when his previous owner had to move and couldn't take him along. Chester's not one to dwell on the past. He's looking forward to his next big adventure. Chester is happiest when he is moving like the car going down the street the wrong way this morning. See, we'll talk about that.
See that? Whoa.
Yes. So Chester's happy when he's moving, whether he's exploring the trails, running around the yard, or chasing toys at the dog park. Now, Chester would do best in a home without small kids or cats, but another fun-loving dog could be his speed. Chester is smart, eager, and ready for a family who will keep his body and brain busy. If you're looking for a buddy to keep up with, Chester's your guy. He's up to date on vaccinations and will be neutered prior to adoption. Now, again, you can go to saukhumane.org to look at all the adoptable animals or call them 608-356-2520. Seth, as we're looking at Chester, I mean, what a beautiful Siberian Husky mix.
He looks like he is ready for that next adventure, going whether the dog park, going on the trails of Devil's Lake State Park, maybe jump into a canoe. Looks like that face shows a dog that is ready to be at the bow of a canoe and just lead the charge as you paddle onto those waters. Just looks like somebody that just wants to just have all the love and just cherish some time together with somebody. So, I mean, Griffin and Chester here. Why don't you adopt both of them?
That, you know, I hope they go home. I mean, that's the neat part that we're also working with the Humane Society on, is to find out when these pets are adopted. And we found out last week that Rara was adopted, which made my heart smile last week with everything going on. To hear that Rara was adopted, that German Shepherd makes such a beautiful dog. We got to see him at multiple events and locations through our partnership with them, and he has got his forever home. He looks so comfortable with the other dog in the house, being on that couch. I mean,
oh my gosh, I just love it. Yeah, Sauk County Humane Society, they bring down a couple dogs too for the concert on the square. So yes. Like they had Try down here a couple weeks ago. Try, you know, short for, you know, being like a three-legged dog. I think it was their front right leg was not able to fully develop, and just this beautiful young little puppy that just provide all the puppy kisses, that puppy breath, and just a big old smile on their face. Just want all the cuddles and just get and explore. So Sauk County Humane Society does a fantastic job. Clover was this wonderful dog that was abandoned at Walmart. And people got together, rallied up, donated to help get the right surgery for them, and found a home over a week ago as well. And so big kudos to Clover. My heart was sinking. My sister, she's probably listening right now. I was like, we need to adopt Clover.
Yes.
Look at this face. Look at that punim. Oh, we need to give it some love. But it got a great home with an excellent family. So hoping Clover just gets great memories with this family. So kudos to Sauk County Humane Society for everything they do to ensure that these dogs, these cats, the pets find these proper homes and get a second chance at life.
Yes, most definitely. And that's one thing we noticed when we were at the concert on the square a week ago. They're out there socializing the dogs, because that means they're not in the kennel at that point. And you see how happy those dogs are to be out and about, because they're like, hey, we get to be out and about. We get to see people, and they get to see some of the kids interact. And they do such a great job with them. And it's so great to see them at the concerts on the square. So stop on down, enjoy some great music, enjoy the concerts on the square. Seth, you and I'll be back shortly. We better play a little bit of music this morning.
I suppose we should.
We should. I mean, that's kind of what we're supposed to be doing, you know, but it's been fun having you in here. I'm so glad you joined
us
this morning.
Yes. I'll just take a sip of this Powerline coffee.
Yes. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company today. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located at 108 3rd Street, right here in downtown Baraboo. And you know, I am going to enjoy my iced turtle latte. I always joke about it, ice cold things, Seth. And I'm going to enjoy ice cold turtle latte, because I can't be drinking the ice cold other things right now.
No, you can't.
No. See, that's a one downside. You can't do that when you're healing, apparently. So I think the caffeine will help. So that's what's getting us powered this morning. Powerline Coffee Company, 108 3rd. Here is Don Henley, the Boys of Summer on Max FM.
market square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant and Seth Taft. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Seth, you work as part of Downtown Baraboo Inc. and you're a busy guy. So thank you for taking a few minutes to be here with us today.
I'm busy? What?
Yeah, no. I know. I watch you run around out here more than any person I know. And as you know, I see it. And then I usually.
Yeah, you're creeping a lot. I usually get a text from you like, hey, what are you doing just standing there?
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Or I give you a little whistle as well. So.
Oh, yeah, the cat call. I hear that, and I'm looking around like, who that? Who there?
Yeah, exactly. A few people have been victim of that. Sorry, you know, whoever let me in a studio where windows open, probably not the greatest idea. Yes. So, Seth, there's a lot of things happening in downtown Baraboo. Of course, we have the farmer's market on Wednesday.
Wednesday and Saturday, 8 till 12:30. Come support your local producers, growers, farmers. Always good stuff to be had, whether it's finding that maple syrup freshly made, or you're looking for some plants or flowers or something to plant in your own garden, or just getting all those veggies or fruits, come on down to the Baraboo Farmers Market Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8 to 12:30. This Thursday is Baraboo Concerts on the Square at 7 and o'clock.
There's going to be some great music this Thursday.
Oh, my
Thursday.
Gosh. I am so hyped for this week, this Thursdays, because you have Joe and Vicky Price, 7 Ooh. O'clock. Blues duo that come from the Iowa area, and they are inspired. They have been drawing comparisons to the likes of Loretta Lynn and today's birthday,
June Carter Cash.
That's right. So come on down on this Thursday, 7 p.m. Weather permitting, it's always on the courthouse lawn, so a great spot. So bring your picnic blanket, your lawn chairs. But if the weather, as Dave has been talking about how it's looking this week, there's a chance that it might be not so nice outside, so it might get moved into the Owl Ring Theater. So just keep a close eye on the Baraboo Concert Square Facebook page and other media streams to ensure where you know where to go to come and enjoy some live music on Thursday night.
Most definitely. Yeah, looking at the forecast, it's trending to be Thursday afternoon into the evening, but we have the Owl Ring Link Theater as a backup. Now, it's also the last Sunday of the month.
That's right. You know what that means, Dave?
Sunday market.
Sunday market, baby. So we've got the Sunday market, and it's outdoor recreation themed. This is June 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have roughly 40 crafters, artisans, vintage collectibles sellers that are going to just be on the courthouse lawn doing all the good things. Live music galore. But we also are going to have food trucks. We've got Any Street Grill that's going to be here.
Ooh.
We've got Frenchie Press that's going to be here. But we also have all these, like, almost 10 different outdoor businesses and organizations that are going to be down on 500 block of Oak Street, from Skillet Creek Campground, Wildside Action Sports, and Friends of Mirror Lake, I believe they're going to be here, Ice Age Trail Alliance. They're going to have an array of different activities for you to explore and enjoy, whether you're doing a little e-bike demo or you're going to make some s'mores. There's going to be so much excitement here on the downtown Baraboo scene. Sunday market, June 29th. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Come on out and enjoy. And shop local. We're going to have businesses that are going to be open for business. And just so you can shop local, dine local, lodge local, the whole gamut. Downtown Baraboo's where the magic happens with you.
Most definitely. So we're looking forward to all those events coming up this weekend. Seth, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to celebrate some calendar days.
Ooh, let's go.
Most definitely. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee.
At Pizza Ranch and Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone Arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh, yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, June 28th, it's the 90th anniversary of the Veterans Memorial Grandstand Celebration and Fundraiser. This event in Portage runs from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. There'll be a number of performances, great food and drink. We'll have a bag tournament, a car show, and so much more. Live performances will begin at 11 a.m. and run until 10 p.m. Check out the Save the Grandstand Facebook page for all the details. Again, this 90th anniversary of the Veterans Memorial Grandstand Celebration and Fundraiser takes place on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Friday through Sunday, the Village of North Freedom will be hosting Freedom Days. So many amazing events. Carnival rides open at 5 p.m. on Friday, start at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and then noon on Sunday. Sunday will also feature a farmer's market from 11 a.m. until 3. A parade starting at noon. The tractor pull will be 2 from 4 p.m. And then great live music, food vendors, silent auctions, and so much more all weekend long. Find all the details at the Village of North Freedom website. And also making its return is the Witwan Concert in the Campground series. This will be on Sunday, June 29th from 4:30 until 6:30. It kicks off with world-renowned gypsy jazz guitarist Yosho Stefan and special guest Harmonious Whale. The grounds and concessions will open up 2 hours before the concert at 2:30. But again, the concert, which is free to the public, is from 4:30 until 6:30, is return of the Witwan Concert at the Campground series.
Weicker Realtors Great Day gives you an easy-to-understand real estate process from the moment of first meeting to getting the keys in your hands for your new home. Trusted realtors who are in your community to serve you with all your real estate needs in the Sauk, Columbia, and Dane County areas. Call today, 608-356-0120, and we will guide you through your real estate, lending, insurance, and all of the steps of your real estate journey. Your community realtors, Weicker Realtors Great Day, downtown Baraboo, greatdaybrokers.com.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates. Beginning a three-game series at American Family Field tonight, the Brewers went from a 9-3 lead over the Twins yesterday to a 9-8 win, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, manager Pat Murphy.
When leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different. That's kind of the story of that. But they held it together, and McGill was terrific. You know, McGill was terrific.
NBA, Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster deal with the Phoenix Suns. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91, to win their first NBA title. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton suffering a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Racing, Alex Palou winning the XPEL Grand Prix at Road America on a very hot day at Elkhart Lake.
It was a crazy race. It was a crazy race for us. At moments, I thought we were losing a ton of positions and we were making. It was a tough race for everybody.
That's Indy driver Alex Palou with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another really warm one today, high in the low 90s, but that heat index is going to be pushing 100 again today. And we do have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening, and some of those could be severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado. Be weather aware today. Tomorrow, more scattered storms in the upper 70s. Did you know you can get faster internet and pay less? You can do it with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 79.
Baraboo's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 842 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. Open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. I have Seth Taft in studio with me from downtown Baraboo. Seth, thank you so much for being here this morning. This has been a blast.
This has been a blast. It's hard to believe that. It's almost 9 o'clock already. We started this around 7:10. Time flies when you're having fun, Dave.
It most definitely does. And you and I have been talking about doing this forever. And last night, I'm like, you know, I need a guest co-host. I'm going to reach out to Seth. Let's make it happen. And so you're going to be on the regular list of guests if we need somebody going forward.
I look forward to it, Matt. It's been a joy. So thank you for inviting me on.
You bet. Now, I want to talk about the Tour Wagons because that is still happening. And you and I have some special news we're going to share about that.
We sure do. So what a delight. I mean, during the Big Top Parade Circus Celebration week and into the weekend, you know, having this little addition to get people downtown. And, you know, it's kind of a trifecta of good stuff. You have a way to celebrate your local artists, tapping into their creativity, creating some amazing art, celebrating circus heritage and Tour of Wagons, and also getting them into the local businesses downtown. So it's like a trifecta of just enjoying all the good things that makes downtown Baraboo and our Baraboo community vibrant, tapping into history. But in any case, so we have these 17 different canvases spread throughout the downtown Baraboo and the Baraboo area where you can explore in a self-guided tour using the Baraboo Chamber app, and they can show you where these are located, and you get to see and explore each of the different renditions of a circus wagon. So these are going to be up for the remainder of June and into mid-July. And then at the end of July, we're going to host a silent auction. So if you see something that you really enjoy and you want to buy that, you have the chance to do so. We're going to have more details on that here in the next few weeks. But it's not just for, you know, where is this money going to go once the silent auction's over. Portions of the proceeds are going to go to benefit Hope House. Hope House is this amazing organization and asset to the community, to the greater Sauk County area, helping all those that are in need to just find the right resources to help them get on their feet, avoid these crises that they're going through, families, mothers, children. And so we see that this is an opportunity to give back and support this amazing organization for all the work that the staff does, the volunteers do, to provide just ample resources. So the silent auction, portions of the proceeds from that silent auction for these tour wagons is going to benefit Hope House.
And so for more information about Hope House, you can go to hopehousecw.org. Obviously, Max FM and Civic Media partners with them every year in September for our radio request-a-thon, which we are doing this year. We're going to have a blast with that. That's typically the last Thursday in September. I'm going to start some planning for that very soon. We're going to have a special guest in for that throughout today. We're looking forward to that. Now, the thing that Seth and I are going to announce today is we're going to have a goal to raise a certain amount of money on this silent auction. And when that goal is reached, Seth, what are we doing? Or what are you doing? Or what are we doing, I guess, now?
Well, what are we doing? Because I'm not doing this alone.
Okay,
Dave.
Gotcha.
We're going to go to 12th Salon, and we're going to get our nails done.
Yes, we will.
We're going to get them purple.
Purple, and we'll roll video during this as well, because that's, you and I do the video thing. I mean, that's, we have fun with that.
Absolutely.
It'll be a little bit outside our element. Sorry to the ladies at 12 Salon already. Because we'll be in there goofing around with it, but it's a very serious thing for us. And we are both strong proponents for Hope House. And so we're going to set a dollar amount, and when that dollar amount is reached, we'll go do that. But you have to buy these wagon or the pallets, take them home during the silent auction. And if we raise a dollar amount that you and I agree to, we'll go do it.
Yeah. And you know, that's the cool thing about silent auctions, right? Is competing to, against each other to get that awesome product, this handmade good. But also, it's going to help more money being raised, meaning more money to help support Hope House. So again, we are so delighted. Thank you to all the 16 artists that supported, took part in this, this activity. We hope that we can make tour wagons become a regular thing, and that it gets more wagons each year as we celebrate our circus heritage and just doing something as part of that Big Top Parade. And big kudos to Big Top Parade Committee, the Bearwood Chamber, for an excellent parade.
Oh, it was so fantastic. You can go back and watch it on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, as well as nightly on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and 10 at TV 43. We have it ready to go for you. It's either it's 6 p.m. or 5 p.m., depending on what night it is. And so thank you again, Seth, for all your work on that. So it is Monday, June 23rd. We're going to touch on a quick calendar day item or two. And the one I saw, National Detroit Style Pizza Day. And we have... Yeah, you and I were like, what is Detroit-style pizza? It recognizes a square-cut pizza.
Wow, and Rocky Rococo style, I guess.
Yes.
But I guess it's not Rocky Rococo's. It's National Detroit style.
Yes, and we remember Rocky Rococo from back in the day in this area. And usually maybe some late-night visits. We'll just leave it at
that. Anything to help, you know, fill up that stomach and not make you feel hangry or, you know, help save yourself from other means. But yeah, there's, I mean, Dave, when you sent this list over, I'm just looking at like, wow, there is an array of different things. I just had to keep scrolling. I'm like, there's more? Yes, there is
yes,
more.
Yes, there is.
Because let's see, what's the other one here? We have Let It Go Day.
Let it go.
Let it go. The cold never bothered me anyway. Well, I don't know how I feel about that because it's definitely not cold out. But don't let your Monday be ruined by yesterday. Let it go. So celebrate Let It Go Day. We all need to do that. Even if it's on a Monday, let Monday go. Because yeah. Tuesday's going to be here.
Exactly. It's also National Pink Day Day, as you heard in our show opener. It's celebrated June 23rd each year. And as you guess, it's a day to celebrate the meaning, history, and the beauty of the pale shade of red. And so pink is that shade of red. And after all, Ella Woods in Legally Blonde once famously said, whoever said orange is a new pink is seriously disturbed.
Like whatever. I don't know how to come back from that one. In any case, but then let's see. The other one that is near and dear to my heart that obviously we've talked and alluded to is how wonderful downtown Bear is with small businesses. But we also have a lot of family-owned and operated businesses. And today is National Family-Owned and Operated Businesses Day. So come on down. Support your favorite family-owned business. Like, well, Mama Mia's is not open today, but you should celebrate and shop local every day in every way. So happy National Family-Owned and Operated Businesses Day to all of our businesses here in downtown Baraboo and the Baraboo community.
Yes, we appreciate all of our businesses downtown in the community that we are part of down here. This is so great for us to be back in downtown Baraboo. I love the vibe, Seth.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to have you guys back here as we celebrate at the beginning of the year or earlier on this year. And now you're here to stay. There is no going back, Dave.
There is no going back. We're excited to be a part of downtown Baraboo. It is just such a neat place to be. And it's just the vibe. Again, I will go with that and just being in the heart of downtown Baraboo. It's also National Typewriter Day. I remember learning how to type on a typewriter. I realize that's ancient history now, but that's how I learned how to type. It's not a typewriter.
You know, I can put on my archaeology hat. I think a typewriter is now just an ancient artifact. I don't think even like my nephews probably don't even know what a typewriter is. I remember there's typewriting class in high school.
Right.
You know, you'd learn how to type it right and how to hold your hands up just right on the keyboard. But yeah, typewriters these days, oh man, it's an artifact.
It is. It really is. So Seth, thank you so much for being here today. We didn't even touch on the archaeological part of this. We're going to have you back one of these days soon because the fun and shenanigans we had has been awesome. One of our listeners texted in, good morning, you two are awesome. So we're getting some great positive feedback.
Thanks, and thank you back. Thanks for listening.
It's been a blast. I'm glad you did this. And see, I didn't want to give you too much notice on this either, so you didn't have time to be nervous or anything like that. Seth, you're a natural, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much. No, last night when you messaged me, it was like, yep, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. Let's add it to the schedule of fun things to do. What a way to kick off the work week on Monday, just to hang out, enjoy time with my good buddy Dave here, just shooting the breeze as well off the air, talking, reminiscing of fond memories when we first got to meet each other. But it's been a joy. Dave, thank you so much for everything that you do for the station and for the community. It's a sheer joy, and I really look forward to being back on and doing some fun bantering again.
I do as well, and again, we'll give an update on the tour wagons very soon. You'll be back in because we're going to have to talk about that. We're going to have to talk about what that goal is as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, yeah. We got to get those nails done.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. 12 Salon Lookouts. Here's Seth and Dave. What the shenanigans ensue.
Oh, the shenanigans.
The shenanigans. We do want to take a moment and say thank you to Powerline Coffee. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company. They brought us in some fantastic beverages this morning. So go over and give those guys a shout out. Give some a try to some of those beverages over there. 108 3rd Street right here in Baraboo. Open at 7 a.m. every day. Seth, what do you think of that cold brew today?
Oh, it is hitting the spot. Obviously, if you've been listening since 7:10 a.m., I've started slow, and now I'm like Kramer off of Seinfeld. Like, I have lattes for life. I have lattes for life.
Lattes for life.
So it's great. Tasty. How's your caramel latte?
Oh, it's great. This is one of the best ever. I've got to tell you, an iced turtle latte. Oh, my goodness, Seth. Best ever. I mean, I love it. I love iced coffee, and this is the best ever, and it's so convenient. Literally, I can walk across the street and get my caffeine.
And today is National Hydration Day, so what a way. Don't worry about the water. The water's in the coffee.
Yes!
Just go over to Powerline, get your coffee, your ice cold brew, whatever you want, hot or iced. Again, strongly emphasize on iced today. So enjoy some stuff from Powerline Coffee.
Most definitely, you know, and it's great to talk about ice cold beverages on this warm
ice baby.
Yeah, we don't share a brain at all, Seth.
Not at all.
So thank you again for being here. We appreciate you, bud. We look forward to having you back. We will have another special guest in on Tuesday. I'll give everyone a hint. It's someone's voice that you're familiar with that's regularly on Max FM. So that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my.
Yeah, very special guest co-host tomorrow. So
stay tuned tomorrow morning, 7:10 a.m.?
7:10. Yeah, 7:10. I won't have my security detail here this time, but hopefully everyone's on their best behavior tomorrow morning. So tune in for that. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock this morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concert on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy Jim and Vicky Price from 7 to 9. When it comes to music in the Midwest, Jim Price stands as one of the art's legendary practitioners. The love of his life, Vicky, adds bluesy guitar and beautifully strong vocals. When these two take the stage together, the genuine magic happens. Sponsorship information is at Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Let's party like it's 1995. 95. U.S. Cellular Agent Cell Plus is celebrating 30 years. Join us this Friday, the 27th in Baraboo. Prizes, giveaways, plus the best deals of the year. And 1995 Green Bay Packer draft pick Antonio Freeman on site, signing autographs from 4:30 to 6.
To infinity and beyond.
See you at the Cell Plus U.S. Cellular Party this Friday in Baraboo. Details at cellplus.com/1995.
Hi, it's Marianne at the Portage Chamber of Commerce. Road construction is here in downtown Portage, but don't let that stop you from visiting us. Just a quick detour is all it takes to reach our shops, our restaurants, and all the fun summer events coming up. Our businesses are open and excited to see you. So whether you're looking for a new shop to visit, maybe a new place to eat, or you just want to spend a day out, downtown Portage is ready to see you. So come see what's waiting for you this summer in downtown Portage.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Some things you can never, never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know.
Oh,
99.7
where you live.